Welcome to the Morning Mix Podcast. We had to figure out what is the best advice you've ever gotten before.
Yeah. And some comes from dad, some comes from friends.
Some comes from Snapple bottle caps.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, right? Why not? And then people are getting stuck in the randomest of places, including a guy's bird that got stuck in a tree. Not quite sure how that's possible because it's a bird in a tree.
Yeah.
But he's going to write a book about it.
Let's write a book about it, exactly.
He's going to also write a book and then probably get rewarded in a crappy way.
Yeah, you gave millions of dollars for the company and you get a Subway coupon.
Enjoy this pin.
Thanks.
That and more. We're going to reward you with the rest of this podcast. Enjoy it from the Morning Mix. What is the best advice you've ever received? Text it to us at 60123. I'm not kidding. We got so many texts. One of our most popular responses yet.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Pretty amazing. The best advice I ever got was from my grandmother. She would tell me, never gamble with money you can't afford to lose.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's right.
That's fair. I like that one. A 219. This one is kind of like, in a way, I'll just say it. Never be satisfied. Which I think is a quote from Hamilton. You will never be
yeah,
satisfied.
Right.
I think but also Richard like, Marx also.
That's a tough one, I feel like. That's like tough love. Never
right.
be satisfied.
Right.
That's like a Michael Jordan.
There's always something
I mean?
Next.
Yeah, yeah there's
next.
Always something next.
Next.
Right. Then from a 708, tomorrow's another day. Live in the present. Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
I think Betty Who said, I've got a bottle of Moscato. We'll be drunk until tomorrow. So take that as you will.
Is that from Dr. Seuss, Horton Hears a Who?
I think it might be.
Betty Lou Who?
Betty Lou Who? Remember Kyle Orton of the Bears?
Yes.
Anytime he'd get sacked, my brother would go, oh, Orton heard a who.
Hey, I always thought it was
awesome.
That.
Yeah, it was great.
That's nice.
847, don't be a jerk.
Seriously.
Solid advice.
That is great advice.
If you ever have the choice to be a jerk, choose not to be.
Yeah.
There you go.
I love this one from an 815. Best advice I ever got, never fry bacon with your shirt off.
Oh.
You learned that one the hard way.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
Boy, a little bit of spatter splatter ain't good. Wow. 815 says, the best advice I've ever gotten, don't trust anyone that won't trust anyone.
Okay.
That's yeah. like, ooh, whoa, mm-hmm. whoa, whoa. That's like in the tea leaves a little bit.
Yeah.
A 651, I don't even know where that's from. 651, never half-ass two things, whole-ass one thing.
There
we
That's
go.
A classic. My grandma used to say that. I mean, she still does.
Yeah.
She'd be like, I half-ass everything. Because she had been sweeping, and like 2 hours later, there's just like a pile of dust on the floor. She's like, I half-ass everything.
Yeah.
You got a whole-ass one thing.
That's right.
A 224, a classic, loose lips, sink ships. Hard to say also, very quickly.
True.
A 630 says, you can achieve anything with self-discipline. I kind of get that. If you stay on track and you keep yourself on that thing.
True.
205, never be selfish when it comes to you.
What?
Okay.
Wait, what?
Never be selfish when it comes to you. Isn't that the only way you can be selfish?
That's very confusing.
That's
I guess
a
the
mind
idea
bender.
Is be selfless. That is a bit of a
yeah.
bottler. A
never
boggled.
A deboggled. Like
my mouth, it's like my mind's in deboggle. What?
Let's move on.
I think I've gone cross-eyed. 260, always look for coupons before you pay full price.
Yes.
Yeah, my wife does that. Even online, that Honey thing or Rakuten
yeah.
or all of those. Holy crap.
Good.
219, marry someone who makes you laugh.
Oh,
I like
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not bad. There's something here about men thinking with their thingamabob, so I can't read the way it's written, but you get it.
Yeah.
Don't think with that, think with this,
yeah,
that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
There you
Use
go.
Use your heart.
This 708 might have come in from Violetta, because I feel like this is a thing you might do. All women should have a secret savings account. You know, just in case. Do you have a secret account? Well, would you? If you were married right now, do
yeah.
you think you'd have a separate secret account where you would put a little bit of something in there?
Well, here's how I get around this. I don't think it would be a secret. I would, like, be clear as day, I have my own savings account.
Oh, got it. Okay,
I mean,
I
don't
that.
Think I would mm-hmm. admit how much is in there, but I'd be like, I stash a little away
right.
for a rainy day for me.
Okay.
In case you leave me.
I see that.
Yeah.
From a 386. Hey, remember, people are dumb. Best advice I ever got. Okay.
No
and
question.
Similarly, from a 219, it's better to be a smartass than a dumbass.
Yeah.
It's kind of mm-hmm. nice.
True.
A lot of ass in this.
All advice starts
yeah.
and ends there.
Yeah. Yep.
I guess so. And finally, from a 708, the best advice I ever got. Never chop jalapenos and then go to the potty. Here, here.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you don't want to get hot crap.
I never no. thought of that.
Yeah,
yeah boy.
It doesn't
that.
Matter how many times you wash your hands.
No. Yeah. Or everything else.
Yeah.
Boy,
yeah.
it just sticks around.
Oh, my God.
It's kind of like icy hot, though. Like, at first, you're like, oh, God. Then there's a half hour of like, this ain't bad.
I think it's worse for guys.
I think it'd be worse for gals. Because I got no entry point. Boy, it's fearful.
We just barely touch things.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Fair point.
My advice is go see the band.
Go see the band. That's great advice.
That's another one.
Speaking of, someone texted us that I don't even know how to, I don't know the answer, and I don't know if you guys do. Hey, Chris, Dead & Co. are going to be at Wrigley this weekend. Do you know if there's going to be the, quote, usual gathering beforehand? I wish I had an answer for you. I don't know.
I don't even know where to go.
I mean.
Wrong number?
Maybe, but I don't know.
Swanning?
Right. Look, if you're looking to get high before the show.
Or you already
just
are.
Just do it.
Yeah, smoke them if you got them.
Right.
That's the best advice I ever got on the Morning Mix. Right.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
KFC is giving away finger sporks to help you enjoy their side dishes.
Ooh.
So, wait.
Come on.
So the finger sporks are essentially utensil finger puppets. And diners can simply stick them on their fingers and then go right into, you know, their mac and cheese, their last piece of corn, their mashed potatoes. So you put them on the edge of your fingers like finger puppets. And then you just... Dip them and eat them.
Like Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just with a spork.
Right.
I feel like
and
they make these for toddlers already.
Yeah.
If holding the plastic utensil is just a little too much work, you want to get your fingers right in there without the mess.
Right? Okay. So check that out. Coming to your KFC store soon. We all know and love Tovlo, right? Well, we at least know her from this song, Habits. So many online say that she is one of the most underrated artists maybe out there, but her fans are freaking out right now after apparently learning how to correctly pronounce her name. She was on RuPaul's Drag Race show, and this is actually how she was introduced. Tuvalu. So the internet was like, oh my God, this is crazy. That's clearly not how you say her name. To which... who we know as Tovlo, put on her Twitter, this is not a secret. She posted the video on her own Twitter and she said, this is not news and it's not new. So people are saying, yeah, she, I guess, wants to be Tuvalu.
RuPaul's Drag Race is a pretty big time show, right? So you'd have to think they're not just going to randomly say stuff without checking first.
Right.
With her, right. But, right, I mean, yeah. I feel like she's been introduced a lot of other times, even here as Tovlo.
Yeah.
Right. So it's kind of, it's news to everybody. She hasn't officially spoken on the issue, but she put it on her Twitter.
I'll tell you this. If you got the free Mix app, you can actually win passes to the Lollapalooza after show with
Tuvalu.
It's waiting for you.
It's cute,
on
right?
The free Mix app.
Skip to my Lou, Tuvalu.
Yeah, there you
tell
go.
I remember that. All right, got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm going to go Tovlo until she tells me not to. No. So that's kind of interesting stuff out there. Another cool thing in at number one, Christian Bale didn't know what the MCU was before he joined Thor, Love, and Thunder. Christian Bale claims that he had no idea that it stood for Marvel Cinematic Universe or really anything about that whole world.
It kind of sounds like maybe you didn't either.
Well, I don't. I'm not a Marvel girl by nature, which is funny. So he's going to be like the bad guy called Gore the God Butcher in the fourth installment of Thor's franchise. And he's like, yeah, I really didn't know much about what was going on here. Thank you so much for including me in this. But then in an interview, he's like, what's the MCU again? I had to ask that before, you know, the press.
Right.
That sounds like such a DC thing to say.
Yeah, right.
Like,
he's the Dark Knight, and he's sticking to you, right?
I don't know what that is.
They were like, it means more cash for you.
And he's like, I will learn it right now.
That's right. It means shut up and look at that account.
Well, good for you.
That's right.
That was your flash briefing.
This is the Morning Mix Podcast.
You got stuck. Someone texted, does it count that my stepsister got stuck in the washing machine? Yes, that counts.
Very much so.
Oh, wow.
That counts.
Yeah.
I assume she got out.
Yeah.
They didn't go on to say. She might be living in there. Who knows?
Yeah.
Just got a little crick in the neck there. Now, you got stuck somewhere. Good morning, Teresa. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well. Now, you're not still up there, are you?
No, I'm not still up there.
So what happened? Where'd you get stuck?
So we were at the Magic Kingdom. My daughter was 18 months old. I was 7.5 months pregnant, so I went on the Ferris wheel with the carousel, the merry-go-round.
Yes.
And I put her on there, and then I realized it's going to go way too high for me to be able to actually kind of hold on to her securely. So I decide I better get up there with her. So I put one leg over, but I'm 7.5 months pregnant, and I couldn't get the other leg over.
Oh, my gosh.
Standing there with one leg up on the carousel, trying to hold on to my daughter, and it's getting ready to start. Some man jumps off of his ride, comes over, and picks up my butt and puts it on the carousel.
Chivalry is not dead.
Right? That's the only time a grope was worth
it. Everybody won in that situation.
Wow, yeah. He got a nice handful. He took a little sample, and then you got on that. Wow, that's amazing.
Well, the worst part about it is that I got off, and I could just see my entire family had sat there and watched the whole thing.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Thanks,
well,
guys.
We made it at least.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right, Jen. Hi, how are you this morning, Jen?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing really well. Now, what happened? You got stuck?
My 10-year-old did. So I was shopping with my three girls at Kohl's, and my two older girls convinced her she could fit in the Kohl's shopping cart, and she could fit in it, but couldn't get back out.
Nuts.
So it took 2 hours, and the fire department had to come get her out.
Oh, because she was trying to go in the baby section.
Yeah, of the cart, yeah.
Does not carry those carts anymore.
Oh, there you go.
And you're the reason.
Because of Jen's daughter. Yeah, there you go. That's wild. The 10-year-old's like, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's always, that's always the thing with a kid. You can get in it.
Yeah.
Then you can't get out of it.
Right.
That's always the thing. I'm reminded now that when I was little, I climbed to the roof of our motorhome. Because there's like my dad had a motorhome that he shared with my grandpa, whatever. There was a ladder up the back. Climbed up the back to the roof of the motorhome. And then I was too afraid to climb down.
Yeah.
Same as Violetta.
Right.
And I was just screaming. And the neighbor came across the street, knocked on the door, and my dad came out. He was watching the Bears game. He's like, what's going on? He's like, well, Chris has been stuck up there screaming for you for like 25 minutes. And he was like, oh. And my dad goes, what are you doing? Get down.
Yeah.
Like, well,
you just need a little push of encouragement from your dad.
Serve them right.
Yeah, that was it, right? He's like, you got to climb down. Hi, Jeff. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, how'd you get stuck?
My leg got caught in by the dock. I ran over a dock, and my leg was wedged in between the lawnmower and the dock.
So my brother had to
rescue me.
So wait, now I back up for just a moment. So you're mowing the lawn near a lake, near a dock. Is that right?
Well, no. So what I was doing is I was running the lawnmower out of gas, So I was going literally in circles in my backyard, and it was too slow for me. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to kick this thing up a little bit. And what the problem is, my legs were too short to hit the brake, so I started freaking out. And I'm like, I can't get this thing stopped. And so all of a sudden, I just lose control. I run right through the bushes, and I go right down into the lake, and I ran over the dock.
Wow.
And half the llama was submerged in water.
Oh, no.
And my leg got caught, so my brother had to jump out of the tree and run and dislodge me. Out of the
why
of
was your brother in the tree
situation?
So your brother's in a tree
watching you
burn out a lawnmower.
Yes. Well, like, he was actually supposed to be the one that was riding it.
Sure.
My parents told him specifically, don't let your brother ride the lawnmower. And what did he do? He's like, yeah, you know what? We're just going to do it.
I'm going to go up in this tree.
And I'm going to watch you.
Jeff, this story, you know what?
Yeah, you win, man.
You win, Jeff.
Yeah.
I don't
so
even know
levels.
You got a brother. Yeah, my brother's up in a tree, and then I got another brother. My mom was she was making an omelet. She was looking at me.
My parents were gone.
My parents were on there.
Better.
Forget about it. My brother was babysitting me from the tree.
Yeah.
He had a slingshot.
Yeah.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Side hustles are a real thing. Berkshire Hathaway did a study that revealed 41% of people currently have a side hustle in order to make ends meet. And we've heard of the classic side hustles, you know, maybe you're delivering DoorDash, Uber Eats, whatever, you're driving for Uber, those kind of things. What is your unique side hustle? We had to find out and we needed to know. And that brings us first and foremost to our man, Ed. Hi, Ed. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
What's your side hustle, Ed?
So I'm a substitute teacher normally. And a friend of mine who's a real estate agent asked me to paint a watercolor portrait of the house that they sold to people that really didn't want to move, but they wanted to downsize of their childhood home.
So they have like a memento of the home where you did a watercolor of it, framed art, and now they can hang it in their next house.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
That's touching, you know? Like if you imagine the house you grew up in your whole life, and now they're selling it to some other schmuck, and you get a painting of it?
Some other schmuck, yes. exactly right.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Yeah. That's a unique side hustle.
Do more of those.
Yeah, keep that going. Keep that to Realtor's card and then have them hand it out at all those Realtor networking
right.
things.
Right,
yeah. Exactly. My wife is Realtor. She does gifts.
Yeah.
She started doing this thing where if you have a pet, she found a person on Etsy that does like needlepoint of a pet. And they get you a needlepoint your pet. So sends them a photo of Biba, and you'll get back a needlepoint of Biba.
And you would love that. Everyone would love that.
Right.
That's awesome.
Actually, speaking of dogs, hi, Katie. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your side hustle?
It's a company called I'll Do Do It. And a friend of mine and I, we go around to houses and we pick up the doo-doo that people don't want to pick up.
I'll Do Do It.
Wow. Okay.
So that's your company? You guys created I'll Do Do It?
Yes, we did.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, plug yourself. Where can people find I'll Do Do It?
Not so much, really, but yeah.
How can they find you guys?
On Facebook.
Okay, so Facebook, I'll Do Do It. And you'll come and pick up all the doo-doo.
So like once a week?
Exactly.
Is that your normal schedule, would you say?
It's a little longer than that, usually.
Okay.
Now, this is a true story, Katie. My three-year-old, in potty training once, this was earlier, but she's three now, but she pooped in the grass because she saw her dog do it. And she was like, well, he does it. Now, would you guys pick that up?
Sure.
Okay, great. That's all I needed to know.
It's an upcharge.
I got to know who's going to do it. I like that. I'll do it. Okay. And Cindy, good morning, Cindy. How are you?
Hi, good morning. How are you? I love your show.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, if you were listening yesterday, you know someone used one of these to defend themselves against an alligator. But what is it that you're doing, Cindy?
So my husband and I sell Lodge cast iron skillets. It says Catfish Days, Wilmington, Illinois on it. And we donate the money to the Wilmington School Teachers for Math and Science Project.
Oh, that's amazing.
Awesome.
Now, wait, how are you acquiring the cast iron skillets that you're selling?
They're in my garage, and we have to cart them to the flea markets, and then we set up a booth, and so they weigh about 20 pounds a box. Yeah, they come free to a box.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, we have one. I love it.
Yeah.
I tell you what, if you don't have a cast iron skillet, go find Cindy and buy one because you can cook so much
on
it.
And they last forever.
They last forever. You got to clean it right. But other than that, you're good to go. Now, Joshua, my man, you ever hear this song when you're at one of these things?
Not in a very long time.
Not in a very long time. But what is your side hustle, Joshua?
So my side hustle is dancing at bar and bat mitzvahs.
Oh. Look at this. That's awesome. So what kind of dance? Are you doing traditional dance at these events?
At this point in time, it's all hip-hop, obviously, because the kids are 90% into just that.
Got it. So you come in, and you're kind of leading the kids in dances so that they can all dance together. You're like TikTok in real life.
100%.
Okay, got it.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, you're a party starter. You know who used to do this? No joke, Tiffany Haddish, famous comedian. This is what she used to do to make ends meet.
Yeah.
She's got the energy.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. All right, so Joshua, keep your eye out in Chicagoland. If you're at a bar or bat mitzvah, you might see Joshua out there. Yeah. And finally, we go to Emily. Hi, Emily. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What is your side hustle, Emily?
I work as a TV extra.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Here in Chicago, so you're on like the Meds, the PDs, the Fires of the World?
All of them.
Wow. All right, so who's the worst star? Now say it loudly. Who's the most? Who's just
a jerk? They're all really sweet and very down to earth. There's even a few that will say hi, thank you for coming. It's a really lovely cast.
Aren't you told not to talk to them? Like, is that a rule? Yes. It is?
You can't. If they talk to you, it's fair game. But you cannot walk up and talk to them. It's like if I showed up at the radio station and was like, "Hey guys, how you doing?"
Oh, we'd be fine with that. We would love to see
you walk up to us.
Come on. I'll tell you what. Please.
Anybody but the five of us in here would be a real treat.
So I recall when I was in high school, a lot of my friends did this kind of thing because a lot of them were like actors in high school and whatever. And they would always. I remember the rate was $65 a day. Because every time we'd see a movie with a big crowd, they'd be like, "Oh, look, $65, $65, $65."
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that's what I was going to say. What's the current going rate?
So it depends because certain, like if you work on a movie, the movie I worked on for Netflix paid better, but you got a better experience working for TV. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. And you said that you and Taylor Kinney are dating. Is that right?
No.
Oh, I misread that. I'm sorry. I misread it. Sorry.
He does have a really big back tattoo.
Oh,
he does.
Oh, so, so you get to see that.
Now,
well,
Emily, where were you that Taylor had his shirt off and you were able to?
I think he was like anxious and he was like yanking up his shirt.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, and you were in his trailer, which was a weird spot to be. Yeah, that's so strange.
Hey, Taylor, we're not allowed to talk, but take your shirt off.
Yeah, this is weird. I'm not supposed to be in your trailer right now. Right. What? Don't worry about the lit candles. It's
just
fine.
Just another Tuesday on the set.
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't like Sam Smith music in the background low? That's fine. I'll turn on John Legend. That's fine. Are these silk sheets? How weird.
No.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
You get rewarded often at work for maybe long service. Mm-hmm. A guy at Burger King had worked there for 27 years with perfect attendance. Never missed a day of work in 27 years. They gave him a goodie bag with Reese's Pieces, some mints, a lanyard, and a single movie ticket.
That's crazy.
Like a single ticket.
A single ticket.
That
Come
was
on.
Probably only good for a matinee while he was at work.
And not the first week of release.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sorry. It's the second run. Sorry. He can't be the only one who received a less than stellar reward. Hi, Barbara. Good morning.
Good morning.
What was your less than stellar reward?
For being in a lockdown COVID unit in the ICU, we received a pin that said COVID warriors.
So during one of the largest health crises to hit the world, you were in the ICU in lockdown. Uh-huh. And how long for those first handful of months there, or for about a year?
It was for the first year, right before the vaccine came out.
Yeah.
Nobody else would come on the unit. Dietary would have come on the unit. Linen would just drop it off by the elevators.
Oh, my goodness.
But
so
you
you're
have
doing,
your pin.
But you got a pin now.
You feel like a warrior?
We got a pin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A
wow.
COVID warrior.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Thank you, hospital.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, thank you from us, sincerely. I feel weird sending you a mixed pin, but we have one. Barbara.
No, let's give her a t-shirt. She can put the pin
on. T-shirt for the pin. I love that. Hey, Barbara, do me a favor. Don't hang up, okay, Barbara? All right, stay right there, Barbara.
Yeah,
don't hang up,
welcome.
Barbara.
We're going to find more supper.
Don't hang up, Barbara. Stay right there.
Maybe a
we have a Jurassic Park pin. She could do like a whole flair thing. Like she works at Bennigan's.
One ticket.
And a single ticket. Right. Hi, Annie. Speaking of pins, what did you get?
Hi. So I, in the same situation, got a pin for working at the hospital for 10 years.
10 years?
And it literally just said the number 10 on it.
That's all it was.
You can't even get some Jell-O. Like, what the heck?
It's for a 10-year-old's birthday party.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, here's your 10.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So what department were you in at the hospital, Annie?
I work in the GI lab.
The GI lab.
Yeah. That
sounds cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crappy, right?
Oh, my God.
Oh, the GI tract.
Quite,
yeah.
Quite
I get it
literally,
now.
I guess.
Yep.
Okay, got
quite
it.
The ins and the outs.
Yeah, here's a crappy 10 pin for you. Not a scratch and sniff, luckily. Enjoy. Wow. Okay, so Annie does 10 years in GI, and she gets a pin. And finally, Lynn. Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks.
What did you get? This was a holiday thing?
Yeah. So I started working at a hotel, and I want to say I started in, like, July or August. And at Christmas, I got a letter in the mail that said, Happy holidays. Everybody's getting Christmas bonus, but you haven't worked here long enough. But if you work hard, next year you'll get one.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I feel like Chevy Chase from Christmas Vacation when he got Jelly of the Month.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't imagine, Lynn. Lynn, that's horrible. So now, did you stick with the company until the next year?
No, actually, I went to my boss and I said, I can't believe you sent this letter. This is not a motivation for me. This is basically everybody got a bonus but you. Na, 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 na.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That is
horrible.
Yeah.
And you're married to him now?
I stayed probably 3 more months.
Said, I'm sorry, here is a pin.
Yeah, please. And
here's.
Wow. Right.
This
we
is what
wrong.
You get.
This is a pin. It says 10 on it.
Some lady left it.
It can be minutes, hours, or years. It's up to you.
We don't know why she left.
It's totally up to you.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. Sound check. Sound check. This is Nikki's sound check on the Morning Mix.
All right, so this is something to watch. Like, you know when you kind of scroll through videos or something while you're eating lunch, you don't want to talk to people, you're just kind of entertaining yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously. What have I been doing the last 20 minutes? Justin Timberlake is being mocked for an awkward hokey pokey dance. Did you see it, Violetta?
Yeah, I've seen it.
I don't don't think it's that bad, but it's
you
pretty
wouldn't.
Funny. It's true.
Because you love him.
I do love
was
him.
He looks so dorky.
Was he at a wedding? Or?
So he was on stage.
He was on stage. It does look like a dad kind of trying to do a dance.
He's wearing khakis and kind of like New Balance shoes and like a weird button-up like stripe thing.
It's not
And
New
it's like,
Balance.
Oh yeah, this guy's the coolest guy but, ever.
So Violetta obviously was one of the people tweeting on here. Yeah, I'll read yours in a moment.
I don't go out of my way to make the messages. I just save it all for the air.
So yeah, he was stopped. So here's what happened. Like, no good deed goes unpunished, right? He stops by a Something in the Water music festival in D.C. and gets on stage like, you know, hey, I'm Timberlake. I'm going to be on stage. People are going to love it.
Yeah.
And he does this like little dance and you can see it online. And again, I don't know where it's like that awful. I'm not going to say it's great, but it's kind of like I don't know if I would have thought immediately to attack it, but that's why I'm not a troll.
It's like no strings attached without the strings and all the backup dancers. Well, so you looked like weird by yourself.
So they're saying that, yeah, not only was it because of what he was wearing, kind of his dad outfit, the khaki pants, orange sneakers, and a green button down, but the dance is kind of quick and not super all over the place. So the way they describe it is a hokey pokey. They say JT did not just beat your feet and proceed to river dance and skip, boy, if you don't get your ass off stage, is what someone wrote. Someone else wrote.
Me.
That was
Violetta.
There we go. I knew I'd get to it. And then another one wrote, Justin Timberlake just DC beat your feet and proceeded to do the hokey pokey. And Justin Timberlake still think he has any swag left while wearing those Old Navy khakis on stage.
Wow.
And then there were even worse ones I'm not going to read. But again, you watch it for yourself, like I said, at lunch or something, and you'll be like, I don't know if it was that bad.
I don't think I know enough about dancing to realize that sucked. Because it just looked like a million other people who are supposedly cool
exactly.
dancing to me.
Right.
But I think he didn't just like blow everybody away when he got up there and did like flips. I don't know.
He's wearing two shirts, though. So again, I like his dad look. He's reminding me more and more of myself.
I know, right? You're getting closer to cool.
He's becoming, you know, like in magazines, like they're one of us. Like
the stars are just like us.
Right.
Yes. And Whip, you're going to like this one as well. In fact, we could say you might be the inspiration behind this.
Okay.
Billie Eilish has explained that she's been using a body double to sneak around Coachella this year, maybe because some people got pictures with her at Lollapalooza last time.
Yeah, I took a picture. I hounded her. I said, you got to take a picture with me. And she finally relented, but now she's learned her lesson.
No more. Yeah. No more of that. She said that she has a body double, one of her dancers, and they get a black wig, and they put buns in, give her masks, sunglasses. And everybody thinks it's her, so they're following the body double around while Billie Eilish is, you know. So that you got the real one, but other people have pictures with who they think is Billie Eilish from
That's
Coachella.
Right.
It's really just a dancer.
I thought you were referencing in the meeting last week, we have to get Whip a body double for Lala.
Right.
Because he gets hounded to go from that, and also then you don't have to go.
Right. Well, that second part is something. Let's explore this. Let's workshop this and see what we can come up with. Whiteboard.
You're
going
to be out there, Star Wars theme and all. Come on.
I love it. I can't wait.
Yep. And a lot of new music coming. It's like every week there's something. Friday we'll have new Meghan Trainor. Just a heads up on that. Partnering with Teddy Swims. Kind of a different sound for her.
It's not all about the bass?
It is very not about the bass.
Oh, man.
Yeah, heads up. So that'll be called Bad For Me, so look for that. And then Weezer decided, you know, so they're doing this like seasonal thing. It's, you know, SZNZ, so it's seasons. And they're releasing kind of like an EP for each season. So they did something for spring on March, and then autumn is set to release September 23rd. And then winter, look for that, December 21st. And yesterday, because it was the first day of summer, they released summer.
Oh.
So we've got something new off of that. And hopefully it's clean. Weezer dropped some F-bombs in this. That's very unusual for them. They don't do that very often.
What is going on? That's not very Rivers-like.
I know.
It was very hot yesterday. What do you want from that?
I guess that's what it was.
Everybody's frustrated. You got your underwear all bunched up.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Yeah. A new list has been created of the 50 best bars in North America.
Oh, that's hard.
And I'm happy to share that in the top six includes... a bar right here in Sweet Home Chicago.
Get out of town.
I don't know how to pronounce it. It's called Nikki's Living Room.
Yes. Wow. It's
so
nice.
Weird.
Very nice. Exclusive. Uh-huh.
Really comfortable.
Everyone's best bar is right in their living room or garage.
Yeah.
It consists of a lot of Kirkland.
A lot of Costco.
Kirkland style liquors. Yes. Yeah.
These are your top six bars in North America, according to this new list. In at number six, Cafe La Trova in Miami.
Oh, it sounds nice.
Watch out. You know who's probably hangs out there?
Pitbull.
Yep.
Hey.
You know it.
You knew exactly where I was going.
Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he's worldwide, but mostly in Miami.
King of Miami, though.
That's right. And at number five, the top six bars in North America, here in Sweet Home Chicago. I've never been there. We'll see if you guys have. Kumiko.
Yes.
You've been to Kumiko?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it was before COVID.
Okay.
Very craft cocktails.
Yes.
And I want to say they had like some sushi and some app kind of things. I went with a couple friends. Yeah.
I think it's very exclusive though. Like only like 6 to 10 chairs and like very expensive.
There's like, yeah, from what I remember, there were like 6 tables.
Yeah.
Of maybe like 2 or 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we had to go like at some crazy, it was like a 3 p.m. or 4, right when they opened. I don't, it might have been like 4 p.m.
Right.
Yeah.
In addition to the thoughtful collection of sake that you can get there, shochu, and Japanese whiskey, cocktail menus feature drinks made with both Japanese and American ingredients, usually selected with seasonality in mind.
Ah.
The bar also fittingly offers alcohol-free drinks because the bar owner is known restaurants world for who said, and then he learned how to read.
What just happened?
I stopped. As the bar's owner, Julia Momuse, is known restaurant world for pioneering... you know what? It's not my fault. It's a typo in the article.
It's all right.
Yes, all right. Fill in those blanks.
Is known in the restaurant world is what they're missing for pioneering spirit freeze.
Yeah.
That's a spirit
freeze. I feel like it's,
beverage.
It like West Side? Is that where it is?
Yeah.
I feel like,
628 West Lake.
I had to think
Street.
About it. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
There you go. Number 5. Yeah. In at number 4 on the top bars in North America, Cantana Kitten in New York. Mm-hmm. Cantana Kitten.
Yeah, you're kitty kitty.
In at number 3, these are your top bars in North America. Licoreria Limantour in Mexico City, and I apologize. In at number 2,
still
easier
sounds
to
good.
Say, Handshake Speakeasy, also in Mexico City.
Yeah. Really?
I'm sorry. In the top 10, by the way, 3 bars are in Mexico City. And in at number 1, the best bar in North America, why don't we just say what city you think it's in? We'll go around the horn. In North America now, so you got you know, not just the U.S., North
right.
America.
Is that a hint?
No.
Okay.
Name a city, Nikki.
It pains me, but New York.
New York. Whip.
Toronto.
Wow, international.
Violeta.
I'm going to go Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Ooh.
In at number 1, the best bar in North America, according to this list from William Reed, is Attaboy in New York.
Oh, man.
In Toronto.
Shoot.
You don't like being right.
No, Attaboy in New York. Now, here are your top 10. So, in at number 7, Baltra Bar in Mexico City. In at number 8, Dante in New York. Now, there's a Dante's Pizza in Logan Square. So, I'm taking credit on that one.
All right.
We're
going
to own that one, too. In at number 9, Thunderbolt in Los Angeles.
Ooh.
Never was there.
Okay.
Sounds way harder, but okay. And in at number 10, in Toronto.
Oh!
Civil Liberties, it's called.
Okay.
So we've got one of us has been to one of these bars.
Well, and Violetta and I are going to Mexico City next week.
Oh, yeah. Just to let's do the, go hit those up.
There's like
the
4, 3, 4.
Yeah.
We got to check
do
those
the tour.
Out.
Yeah, and Mexico City's got 3 on the list. New York has 3 on the list. And then Chicago standing true at number 5. There you go. That is your Mix Top 6.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
In at number 3, you guys are going to like this, especially Nikki. Harry Styles, along with being a sex symbol, is also a fashion icon.
Yes.
And now he's officially a fashion designer. Harry Styles is teaming up with Gucci to create the Ha 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 collection. The meaning behind the name is twofold. So it represents the combo of Harry and Alessandro, who is the creative director at Gucci. And it also is, I guess, how they end text messages to each other. Like, that's their cue out, like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Maybe just, like, their names together, Harry, Alessandro. And now it's going to be 25 look collection. It's debuting, or it did debut in Milan's Fashion Week yesterday. And it's going to be available for purchase in October at Gucci places. It will include shirts, pants, outerwear, accessories, all inspired by 70s pop and bohemian style.
Unfortunately, the collection does not include any socks for the beach.
Unbelievable with their popularity.
Yeah, I know.
Idiots. Yeah. Just leaving money
it's
on the
Gucci.
Table.
When's he going to roll out the Harry Styles H&M collaboration?
Harry
He's
Styles
not.
Old Navy.
Yeah, that's why. Come on. That's more a speech.
That's what we need.
Yeah. Is it? In at number two, legendary actor Meryl Streep is being celebrated on her 73rd birthday today. Most people do not think that she is overrated. Quite the contrary, they are sharing their favorite acting performances from her vast catalog.
Oh, wow.
Among the top pictures, we have Julie and Julia, Heartburn, Devil Wears Prada, and It's Complicated.
River Wild's not on there?
It's on there, just not in the top.
Her and Kevin Bacon, that one's great.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great movie.
Forget about it.
I just like how you said actor, like realtor.
You really did.
The National Association of Actors.
Yeah.
She all seems so fancy. Like, I want to say it like that.
The way you said it, I thought you had on shoulder pads. It was like a whole thing.
I do, actually.
People out there. Wow.
I'll take these out.
Yeah.
In at number one, we have a couple of national days we can't just let go by and not honor. National Chocolate Eclair Day. Mm-hmm. National HVAC Tech Day. Yes, exactly. It's been a hot one around here. National Onion Ring Day.
Ooh.
And last but not least, find someone to pucker up to because it is National Kissing Day.
Oh. Yeah. Now, I submitted to all you guys on email who wants to kiss, and no one replied.
Oh.
And then it was forwarded on, so thanks, guys.
HR wants to see you, actually. Maybe you and Liz.
I wasn't trying to be weird about it.
Well, that's all we got for you. That's your flash briefing.
All right, thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.